This late one fog night at a fairground near town, when Esther first saw the army moving, who groveled to warn her and stood by her side with a bucket that swung in his hand. His grin stretched the folds of his pasty white sheets, and his lips curled a dollop of murk on the curb. The lights from the rides showed a mischievous sparkle that flashed in his hollow-eyed stare. He said, "Little girl, you can chop off my legs and then peel off my socks if you want to, but I'd rather you took this old puppet from me that I hold in my pail as we speak." And he stood looking down at the innocent girl as she stared at the bucket bewildered, till he lifted the doll for the young girl to see, and a giant smile grew on his face. She saw the doll's eyes and she couldn't resist. She thanked the man quickly and ran to the church, and she burst through the doorway with puppet held high, and a hush filled the chapel. The people looked at me. Bubble over, we'll tumble and dive through the clouds. the town. At last, the peaceful morning, but she thought she heard a sound. It was an angry mob of jobbers coming up to knock her down. As Esther stood and shook her head, the joggers were approaching, and she knew she had no choice left but to swim. As frosty water sank its fitted teeth into her eye, she tried to slide the heavy clothing from her skin. And now she made her way toward the shore, when suddenly she felt a tummy on her toes. The sound of the laughing old man filled her ears.